6:41, and I don't know if you knew this, Sean, but we are having Pinot Mania in our Wine of the Week tonight. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now live. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. I love how you describe Pinot Noir, the fickle temptress of red wine. Why do you describe it that way?
Because it is one persnickety grape. Ask any grape grower or winemaker who's trying to make wine from this. It is, because of its thin skin, it can be very, very particular on the climate that it thrives in. And I got to tell you right now, I am in the land of Pinot Noir. I won the golden ticket, if you will, of winedom. I'm at the International Pinot Noir Celebration in McMinnville, Oregon.
Oh, that's
so I am
fair.
Getting my fill of Pinot.
Woo! Okay, well, in this week's Wine of the Week, though, you're going around the world. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start in Chile. How about the 2011 Connoisseur Pinot Noir Reserva Especial? Now, this is from the Casablanca region of Chile. It offers up those wonderful scents of violets and black cherries, and it dominates the bouquet. But then I really love the charming flavors of wild strawberry, and then it gets a little meaty, which is interesting for a Pinot. But then you get this raspberry liqueur on the finish, nice acidity, a little touch of smokiness, and you get all this for $15.
Fantastic. And you've also got one from our folks in the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the 2010 Carrick Unraveled Pinot Noir from Central Otago from New Zealand. Now, I got to tell you, I became a little unraveled myself when I tasted this. It's got that fresh, ripe red cherry and strawberry just play over the whole tongue. And then you get the light and bright finish, that wonderful acidity. But then I really was captivated by the dried spices and blueberries that came in on the back end. Lively acidity, fine grain tannins, $30.
Okay, your favorite part of the world for wine, France. What do you got there?
Ooh la la. The Côte d'Or region of Burgundy is sort of the birthplace of Pinot Noir. And I really like the 2010 Domaine Doubler Sauvigny Le Bon Le Prochon du Nord. I hope I said that right, but it's from Burgundy, France, and it's probably the single best value in Burgundy. It's worth every seductive sip. You get red cherries, violets, and raspberries. And then these charming notes of wild strawberry and the finish, delightfully elegant and smooth, a lengthy finish, a really well-crafted wine for $30.
Well, if you didn't say it right, it still sounded good. Scott you're welcome. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Then check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. As always, please drink responsibly.